book distribution now, but I thought we could, for the next few nights, read some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, in which they exhibit a lot of mercy. Probably you're familiar with these pastimes already, but to read them and just relish them in a peaceful and satisfied mood after a full day on Sankirtan is very nice. So I thought we could start off reading one pastime, which I'm sure you're all very familiar with. But when you really get into the whole narration, it's really very beautiful and has many very interesting transcendental twists and turns in it. That is the story of the deliverance of Jagai and Madai from Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's a number of benedictions, two or three or four, that are given here and there in different places in this transcendental pastime for those who listen to it. Let's see if I can find the first one. Anyway, we'll come across them sooner or later, I suppose, but there's one benediction I saw here. Anyway, we'll come across it shortly. So let's read about Jagai and Madai. So it starts off with a very beautiful invocation, which is actually the same invocation, this particular chapter 13 of the Majjhalila of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Starts off with an invocation which is the same as the invocation for the whole book. Very beautiful verse. Ajanu lambito bujo kanaka vadato sankirta naikapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambaro buvi bhuvo yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. I offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, whose elongated arms reach down to their knees. Their complexions are as brilliant as molten gold. They began the process of congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. They have exquisite, elongated lotus petal eyes. They are the maintainers of the entire universe, the topmost Brahmins, the protectors of the religious principle for the age, the well-wishers of every living entity, and the embodiments of mercy and magnanimity. All glories to Lord Gaurasundara, all glories to Lord Nityananda, who is served by everyone. Lord Chaitanya is always performing his pastimes in Navadvipa, but they are not visible to every eye. Ordinary people see him as Nimai Pandit. Nothing more is perceivable to them about the Lord's activities or character. The Lord reveals himself to the fortunate devotees according to their realizations in devotional service. He hides himself from the outside world of materialists. One day, the Lord suddenly expressed a certain feeling to Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakura. Listen, Nityananda and Haridas, go everywhere and tell everyone my teachings. Go to every house and beg everyone. Chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and cultivate Krishna consciousness. What is this? Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Very famous verse. Just repeat this only and make them chant Krishna's name, and at the end of the day come and give me your reports. The Vaishnavas were astonished to hear the Lord's order. There was no question of anyone trying to change it. considering that Lord Nityananda has accepted this order with utmost respect, anyone who disregards it is bewildered. Lord Nityananda and Haridas went on their way in a blissful mood, with Lord Chaitanya's order as their prime inspiration. They visited every house, going all over Nadia, and requested everyone, chant the holy names of Krishna and worship him. He is everyone's shelter, friend, and most treasured gem. Practice Krishna consciousness with undivided attention. Wearing robes of renunciates, they approached the householders. Many invited them inside, but they only replied, that we beg of you, just chant Krishna's name, worship him, and cultivate devotional service. This is all they repeated, and then they went their way. One day, they came across two drunkards, totally intoxicated, giant in size, and looking like the worst kind of pirates. Translator has a rather colorful way of putting things. The tales of their wicked deeds were unending, and there was not a single sin that they had not committed. Although born in Brahmin family, they consumed liquor and ate beef, robbed, stole, and burned others' houses. The two drunks were rolling on the public streets, and when one caught the other unawares, he pounded him with his fists. People watched from a distance. Just then, Nityananda and Haridas arrived there. The two drunks sometimes embraced each other affectionately, and at the next moment, they would pull each other's hair. They used the most filthy and abusive language on each other. They ran the good name of the Brahmin class in Navadvip into the ground. Although they had committed every conceivable sin, they had still not offended any Vaishnavas. They were always completely intoxicated and were not able to criticize Vaishnavas. Such company where Vaishnavas are offended may consist of highly pious persons. Still, all their mercy will be lost. If Vaishnavas are offended even by an assembly of sannyasis, such an assembly is more irreligious than a group of drunkards. For the drunkards, there's still a chance of salvation, but for those who are critical of Vaishnavas, there's no hope for liberation. The two drunks were very much intoxicated as Nityananda and Haridas saw them from a distance. Nityananda turned to one of the crowd in the street and asked, who are these two men? Why are they acting like this? The person replied, Goswami, they are Brahmins with very good and noble parents, very good and aristocratic family. Their family dates back many generations in Navadvip and has a spotless reputation. But these two are the black sheep of their family. And from the beginning they have been engaged in all sorts of sinful activities. Their family and society ostracized them, seeing their character. All the residents of Navadvip are terrorized by them. When Lord Nityananda heard these facts about these two drunkards, his heart melted. He immediately felt great compassion for them and began to consider how he could save them. He thought, Lord Chaitanya incarnated only to liberate and save the most fallen souls. And who is more degraded than these two? The Lord has appeared, hiding his real identity. Ordinary people are unaware of this and they foolishly deride him. If my Lord is merciful to these two and saves them, then the entire world will acknowledge his supreme potency. I, Nityananda, can prove to be a real servant of Lord Chaitanya. Only when I persuade my Lord to awaken in these two their original Krishna consciousness. They're so drunk now that they're oblivious of everything, even themselves. If they could become similarly engrossed in chanting the names of Krishna, if they could cry my Lord's name, then my preaching and traveling will be successful. People now have to bathe in the Ganges with their clothes on, if somehow the shadows of these sinners falls on them. But if I could change their present condition by having them purified by Lord Chaitanya, then when people saw them again, they would feel clean, as though they had taken a bath in the Ganges. Only if I can do this, can I become worthy of my real name. Lord Nityananda's glory and mercy is unfathomable. He has invented only to save the most fallen souls. After thinking to himself, he expressed this to Haridas Thakur. How rotten they are. Although born in a Brahmin family, they're so debauched that there's no way they can escape the worst kind of hellish punishment. He told Haridas Thakur, the Muslim guards who whipped you almost to death were forgiven by you. So now, in the case of these two, if you're compassionate to them, then surely they can be saved. The Lord will certainly save them if you plead on their behalf to him. The Lord has said that he cannot refuse you, Haridas. Let the world see the magnanimity of our Lord, that he is the savior of even these two. Haridas Thakur was all too familiar with Lord Nityananda's nature. So he considered that these two sinners were already as good as saved. Haridas said, listen, my Lord, your desire is certainly also the Lord's desire. You deceive me by saying that I can speak to the Lord and convince him, because I'm a low-class being, and I deserve to be deceived. Smiling benignly, Lord Nityananda embraced him and spoke softly to him. Let us repeat to these drunks the Lord's message, for which purpose we are roaming the streets. The Lord has instructed everyone to chant Krishna's name, and especially the most degraded persons. Our duty is to simply repeat our Lord's message. The rest is depending on his mercy. Once they decided, they walked straight towards the two drunkards. The pious and saintly persons tried to dissuade them. Don't venture near them. If they catch you, you might even lose your lives. Yet, undeterred and joyous, both continued walking towards the sinners, chanting Krishna's name. When they came close enough for them to hear Lord Chaitanya's message, Nityananda and Haridas called out, chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, for the Lord is as dear to you as your mother and father. He is the most wonderful treasure of your hearts. He has appeared in this incarnation only for your sakes. So give up all your sinful activities and surrender to such a merciful Lord. Hearing their voices, the two drunks lifted their heads, their eyes bloodshot with rage. Seeing that the voices belonged to sannyasis, they cried out in anger, catch them! Catch them! And tried to grab them. Haridas and Nityananda hastily retreated, being chased by these two yelling drunks. Their cry is nasty, and the two sannyasis afraid for their lives. People start saying, we warned them before, but they didn't heed that. So now they're put in this fearful situation. The atheists derived pleasure out of seeing this, and they thought, these charlatans have been properly punished by Lord Narayan. The pious Brahmins cried out, O Lord Krishna, save them, save them. And then they all fled the place in fear. The two rogues were now chasing the two saints. And although they cried out, catch them, catch them, they were still not near them. Nityananda said, my dear Vaishnav Haridas, we've got ourselves into a good mess now. We'll be lucky if we come out of this alive. Thakur Haridas replied, O Lord, what is the use of talking about this? Acting on your advice, we now face unnatural, violent death. Because you've given instructions in the holy name of Krishna to these two faithless drunkards, we're now earning our due reaction and punishment, which will be death. Speaking in this way, Lord Nityananda ran, laughing gleefully, while the two rogues chased after them, hurling loud abuses. Their bodies were ugly and fat, so movement was difficult, yet they still ran after the two saints. They said, "Oh brothers, where do you think you can go? How will you escape Jagai and Madai today? You seem not to know that Jagai and Madai move about in this area, so stay a while and get acquainted with us nicely." These words further spurred them on, and they kept chanting, "Save us, Krishna! Save us, Krishna! O Govinda!" Haridas said to Nityananda, "Lord Krishna saved me some time ago from the cruel hands of the Muslims, but today, because of your restless nature and lack of mature intelligence, I'm about to face my final end." Lord Nityananda replied, "You're incorrect. This restlessness is not my nature. It is manifesting because of your master, Lord Chaitanya. Although he's a Brahmin, he's relaying orders like a king. And by his orders we go from door to door. Although I never heard of anyone else giving such orders. In the process, our only remuneration is harsh, abusive words and false accusations. And as for blaming someone for all this, you single me out. But in fact, your master has also a share in it." The two carried on their verbal mock fight with each other with great pleasure, still being chased by the two drunken rogues. Running, they went in the direction of Shiva's Pandit's house, and the two rogues were left behind, running around in circles, confused by intoxication. Nityananda and Haridas found Lord Chaitanya sitting amidst all the Vaishnavas, his exquisite beauty flowing from every part of his transcendental form. His eyes were like two full-bloomed lotuses. His beauty caused Cupid, the god of love, to faint. He was discussing Krishna-conscious topics in the assembly. And sometimes he would reveal the transcendental truth about himself. Nityananda and Haridas narrated their day's experience to the assembly. "A strange incident occurred. We came across two drunks, completely intoxicated. We were told that they were from Brahmin families. We thought of doing them a good turn and requested them to chant Krishna's holy name. But they reacted violently and chased us. We could barely escape with our lives." Lord Chaitanya said, "Who are these people? What are their names? Being Brahmins, why do they act in this coarse manner?" Shivas and Gangadas were sitting close to the Lord and they said, My Lord, these two persons are Jagai and Madai. Their father is a pious Brahmin, but bad company has spoiled these two. Now they know only intoxication." Lord Chaitanya said, "I'll show these two rogues. I'll cut them to pieces if they come in front of me." Lord Nityananda said, "You may cut them to pieces, but I will not move from in front of them. And if they are not alive, I will not be able to carry out your mission. Why are you so angry with them? Allow me first to make them to chant Krishna's name. The pious will naturally chant Krishna's name, but these two know only irreligious activities. If you deliver them and bring them into devotional service, then your fame as Patita Pavana will remain intact. Your fame as Patita Pavana increased when you saved me. But that fame will reach unlimited bounds if you deliver these two." Laughing, Lord Vishvambar said, "They're already liberated. As soon as they saw you, they were delivered. You're so concerned about their welfare. Krishna will very soon take care of them." the devotees broke out in jubilant shouts of Hari, Hari, when they heard Lord Chaitanya's words. They were convinced that the sinners were already saved. Haridas remained doubtful. He spoke to Advaitacharya, "Our Lord Chaitanya has sent me out with an extremely restless person. If I go in one direction, he finds another. He'll jump into the crocodile-infested, swelling monsoon waters of the Ganges and try to catch the crocodiles. I stand on the banks shouting for him to return, but he ignores everything and floats downstream like a dead man. And if he sees a young boy on the banks, he looks up and shouts angrily at the boy. Soon the boy's irate parents arrive with sticks, and I have to plead and beg with them before sending them away. He steals butter and cream from the milkman and runs away, and I get caught, and they want to beat me up. He's always doing the sorts of activities which are incorrigible and beyond all logic. If he comes across a young maiden, he asks her to marry him. He sits on a bull shouting, 'Mahesh, Mahesh, Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva.' And if he sees a cow, he milks her and drinks the milk. When I try to advise him on his activities, he mocks us, saying, 'What can that Advaita of yours do to me? And that person you call Chaitanya, what can he do to me?' I repeat nothing of this to Lord Chaitanya. Today I was saved only by the Lord's grace. These two drunks were lying in the street in a stupor, and he went up to them and tried to preach to them about Krishna. They became enraged and charged at us. We were saved from death today only by your mercy." Amused, Advaita said, "That is nothing special for him. An intoxicated person should join other intoxicated persons. He's drunk with love of God, so he should join those two. And as a renunciate devotee, you have no business in such company. I know Nityananda's character and ability. He'll make everyone intoxicated with divine love. Wait another few days. He'll bring these two also into the Vaishnava fold." Advaita Acharya was suddenly overcome with ecstasy. He threw off his clothes and started strongly shouting, "I want to hear everything about Lord Chaitanya's devotion to Lord Krishna. How he sings and dances. What is the extent of his potency? Just wait and see. Tomorrow, Nimai and Nitai will bring these two drunks with them and dance with them right here and have them mingle with all the other Vaishnavas. Let us not run away from here and try to save our castes." Haridas Thakur laughed at Advaita Acharya's ecstatic mood and was relieved and assured that the two drunks would be saved. Who is able to really fathom the inner meaning of Advaita's words? Only personalities like Haridas Thakur can understand, since he is of the same spiritual caliber. The two drunks were as usual going to different places of the town, and by some divine arrangement they came and set up their den on the bank of the Ganges, near the bathing place frequented by Lord Chaitanya. The entire neighborhood was in the grips of terror. After dusk, no one would go near the Ganges. Accidentally met Lord Chaitanya and remarked to him, "Oh Nimai Pandit, it is nice that we hear you sing. We want to hear how you sing the Mangala Chandi verses glorifying Durga. We'll bring the paraphernalia for the Durga Kirtan." Lord Chaitanya kept a distance from them, seeing their drunken state. Later, Lord Nityananda was returning to Lord Chaitanya's house in the evening, after moving about town the whole day. The two rogues came and halted him. Jagai and Madai shouted out, "Who are you?" Nityananda replied, "I'm going to Nimai Pandit's house." In their drunken state, they shouted out, "What is your name?" Lord Nityananda said, "My name is Avadhuta." Lord Nityananda, lost in the mood of a young boy, began to converse with the two drunks, performing his leela. He had already made up his mind that he would deliver them, and so he had purposely chosen this time to come this way. When Madhai heard the name Avadhuta, he picked up a piece of broken earthen wine pot and, seething with rage, threw it at Nityananda. The stone struck Nityananda on the forehead and he started bleeding. Lord Nityananda quietly meditated on Krishna. Jagai was deeply shocked to see blood dripping from Lord Nityananda's forehead. And when Madhai once again raised his arms to strike Nityananda, Jagai caught his hand. He said, "Why did you do such a heartless, brutish thing? What can you gain by striking this person? This Avadhuta is innocent. Don't hit him again. He's a renunciate. Hitting him will not benefit you." People went running to Lord Chaitanya and informed him of the incident. The Lord immediately collected a large army of devotees and arrived at the spot. Lord Nityananda was still amidst the two, blood dripping all over his body, but he was smiling. When Lord Chaitanya saw blood on his beloved Nityananda, he went into a fit of rage and cried out, "Chakra, Chakra," calling for his most devastating weapon, the Sudarshan disc. The chakra immediately appeared, looming ominously before the very eyes of Jagai and Madhai. The devotees became very fearful and Nityananda quickly went to Lord Chaitanya, begging him, "When Madhai was about to hit me, Jagai tried to stop him, but accidentally I was hit. And although you see blood on me, I don't feel any pain. Please be calm, my lord. I'm not in pain. See, I beg of you, spare them. Give them to me." When he heard these words, that Jagai had checked Madhai, Lord Nityananda became very pleased. And he went up to Jagai and embraced him. He said to Jagai, "May Lord Krishna bless you. You have won me over by protecting Nityananda. You can ask from me anything you desire. I shall grant you any boon. And from today, may you firmly be situated in a pure devotional life, experiencing love of Godhead." The Vaishnavas became joyous, appreciating Lord Chaitanya's blessings on Jagai with loud cries. And when Jagai heard Lord Chaitanya's blessing him with love of God, he fell unconscious with ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya said, "Jagai, rise up and see. I have really blessed you with love of God." Jagai then saw Lord Chaitanya in a four-handed form, holding conch, disc, and lotus. Jagai placed the Lord's lotus feet on his chest. He knew that those lotus feet sustained Lakshmi Devi's life, so he caught them tightly as his most treasured object and wept like a child. Lord Chaitanya is always performing such wondrous pastimes. It was as if the same soul resided in both Jagai and Madhai. One was purified of all his sins, but the other was still a sinner. While Jagai was praying to Lord Chaitanya, Madhai was already being transformed within. Overlooking the presence of Lord Nityananda, Madhai quickly got up and threw himself like a stick before Lord Chaitanya, and catching hold of his lotus feet, he prayed, "Both of us were sinners, sinning together in the same place at the same time. Why was your mercy shown to one and not the other, my lord? Be merciful to me. I shall chant your holy name, for there's no one else who can deliver a wretch like me." Lord Chaitanya replied, "I cannot deliver you. You are responsible for shedding Nityananda's blood." Madhai replied, You cannot say this, my Lord. How can you act against your own religion? In your previous incarnation, why did you give liberation to those demons who are piercing your body with arrows? The Lord replied, your offense is far greater than those demons, because you've heard Nityananda can be saved. You're the supreme healer of all diseases. I can be healed of my disease only by your treatment. Please do not deceive me, O Lord of the universe. Your real identity is already known. Who can you hide it from? Lord Chaitanya said, you have committed a grievous offense. Go and fall at Nityananda's feet. Madai threw him at Lord Nityananda's feet, following Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are eternal treasures, and once anyone holds onto them, they'll never be forsaken. Lord Chaitanya said, listen, dear Nityananda, he is at your feet. You must show him mercy. Because he was responsible for shedding your blood, so only you can forgive him. Lord Nityananda said, what can I say or do, my Lord? Everything is a transformation of your mercy. If I have acquired any piety due to devotional service to you, then let all my pious results be given to Madai. And as for my offenses, I do not mind keeping them. But you, Lord, should leave aside your deception and unconditionally shower your mercy on Madai. Lord Chaitanya said, now that you have forgiven everything, why not also give Madai your transcendental embrace? Receiving Lord Chaitanya's order, Lord Nityananda embraced Madai, and Madai was immediately relieved of all sinful reactions, and his body became surcharged with Lord Nityananda's spiritual power. Lord Chaitanya said, from now on, Jagai and Madai, do not commit any more sinful activities. They replied, never again, my Lord. Lord Chaitanya then said, both of you listen carefully. It is an absolute fact that I have delivered you of all your sinful reactions accumulated over many, many births. And if you do not engage further in any sinful activities, then I'll take full responsibility for your lives. The Lord's promise to the two was like sweet nectar in their ears, and they fell down in a state of blissful trance, hearing his words. All misconceptions and nescience dissipated from their minds. And Jagai and Madai were exhilarated in these moments of spiritual happiness. The Lord perceived this mood and instructed the devotees as follows. Take these two men to my house, and I'll perform kirtan with them. I'll give them today what is really accessible to even Lord Brahma. I'll convert these two men to top-class devotees who'll become famous all over the world. Those who would cleanse themselves in the holy waters of the Ganges each time they saw Jagai and Madai, well, I will change their opinions. From now on they will consider that the association of Jagai and Madai is as good as the association of Ganga Devi herself. This was Nityananda's desire. Nityananda's promise can never go in vain. All the Vaishnavas escorted Jagai and Madai into the inner recess of Lord Chaitanya's house. Allowing only the Vaishnavas inside, the Lord closed the doors. Lord Chaitanya sat down, and Nityananda and Gadadhar sat on either side of him. In front, facing him, sat the exalted Advaita Acharya, and the rest of the devotees sat all around him. They all sat in that assembly with Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai were so swayed by the spiritual ecstasy generated in that Vaishnava assembly and by the kirtan that they began rolling on the ground, manifesting all symptoms of ecstasy, their hair standing on end, profuse tears pouring from their eyes, and their bodies shivering. Who is able to fathom the unlimited and nectarian pastimes of the Lord, that he can convert two rogues into exalted devotees? They were previously atheists and sinners, but now they're like two renounced devotees. Whoever has faith in these activities of the Lord will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And the worst degradation is reserved for the non-believers. Jagai and Madai offered prayers of praise to the Lord, as the Lord and the devotees heard them with happiness. Jagai and Madai finished their prayers with tears of joy streaking down their glowing faces. Such is the transcendental potency of the Lord. The assembled Vaishnavas were astounded, having seen everything that had happened before their very presence. And they clasped their hands in great reverence before the Lord, offering him their prayers. The Lord said, "These two are not to be considered as drunks or rogues anymore. From now on they are my servitors. All of you kindly pray for them that they may never leave my devotional service. Whatever offenses they may have committed against any of you, please forgive them and bless them." Hearing Lord Chaitanya's words, Jagai and Madhai threw themselves down at the feet of all the Vaishnava devotees, and catching their feet, they begged for mercy. The devotees were moved by their humility and blessed them, and thus Jagai and Madhai became free from all desires to commit further sinful activities. Lord Chaitanya said, "Rise, rise, O Jagai and Madhai. You have nothing to worry about anymore. Now you are my servitors. Such mercy and miracles that you have witnessed and experienced is impossible in your present bodies, but it has been made possible only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That is an absolute fact." Then Lord Chaitanya turned to the devotees. He said, "All you Vaishnavas present here, please witness that I am taking on myself all the sinful reactions of these two. To make everyone understand that he was accepting the sinful reactions of Jagai and Madai, Lord Chaitanya's body became blackish in complexion. The Lord inquired, Why are you all looking at me like this? What do I look like?" Astonished, Advaita Acharya replied, "You look like Lord Krishna." Lord Chaitanya began to laugh at Advaita Acharya's words, and all the Vaishnavas became ecstatic. Lord Chaitanya said, "Begin kirtan, then this black shroud of sin will lift from my body and enter the bodies of those who criticize the devotees of the Lord." The devotees were happy to hear these words, and they began a loud kirtan. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda began to dance, and the Vaishnavas circled around them in joyful abandon, singing their praises. Advaita Acharya also began to dance. Lord Chaitanya had invented on his request, and the worlds were saved because of him alone. Everyone joined in the ecstatic singing and dancing, keeping time with the clapping of hands. They forgot their awe and reverence for the Lord in their joy, and no one knew the countless times they bumped into the Lord while dancing. Mother Sachi sat in the inner chambers with her daughter-in-law, and saw everything, feeling herself carried away in waves of ecstasy. Everyone was drowned in the flood of happiness of love of Godhead. Even Lakshmi Devi is very careful when touching the Lord's body. But now, even these two drunks were freely mingling with the Lord and dancing and touching his body. Lord Chaitanya delivered these two, while he pushed the fault finders and offenders of the Vaishnavas down into the worst well. One never advances in spiritual life by finding faults in other Vaishnavas. In fact, only sinful reactions are increased. So, please, give up all your fault finding. The Lord again looked like his original beautiful golden self, and smiling he said, Do not consider these two persons sinners any longer, since I myself have burnt up their sins. My energy has entered them, and I now make them act, speak, walk, and eat. And when I leave this world, they will also leave their bodies behind. All of you, please listen attentively. Anyone who gives these two brothers anything to eat with devotion and respect is in fact offering Lord Krishna the most relishable honey. Even a leaf offered with love to Jagai and Madai will be nectar to Lord Krishna. If anyone ridicules these two in any way, they'll be destroyed because of their offensive attitude. The Vaishnavas were pleased to have Jagai and Madai join their fold and offered them obeisances. So the story goes on. And well, the story, the scene, there are different things which happen actually. The scene, I think we'll begin again when the scene shifts to the heavenly planets and the demigods are watching. And they're completely devastated and overwhelmed, seeing how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Vijayananda delivered these two impossible, hopeless cases. Very nice description. We can read that to my life. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Gaurinathai Ki Jai. Everyone have a nice day? Anyone have a tough day? Anyway, if you had a tough day, just part of the mercy. Just part of the mercy. If we learn how to tolerate the tough days, then Lord Chaitanya, Lord Arjuna will give us some special mercy and special ecstasy. And of course, if you had a good day, well, then that's just very wonderful. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Arjuna, when we read pastimes like this, and there are other pastimes like this, we just can't imagine how they could be so merciful. It's just, it's one thing to forgive them and deliver them, but he's just elevated them to the highest level. And he told the devotees, now if you offer them something to eat, Krishna will accept it. They're so special. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, anything can happen actually. As we were saying this morning, all we have to do is desire, but we really have to desire in a pure way, a really intense way, and really try. Pray to the Lord that our desire can be manifested and try like that. Exert whatever energy we can, and if we do, then what mercy we can get. It's very amazing. It is so merciful to these impossible demons. Then what about to his sincere devotees who are trying their best? So we can have faith in that and feel very satisfied and secure under the lotus feet of such wonderful lords. Sri Sri Gaurinathai. Sri Sri Gaurinathai Ki Jai.